Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
I thought I'd heard everything till I heard this story. Wang was an elderly Filipino gent who had made it to Australia, lived a good life, had a house built three doors from the beach, two stories high, with a second story so high you could park a double-decker bus under it. Very weird looking. Everyone knew the house. Wang paid it off and his daughter and her child came to live with him in later years. But Wang had a weakness, lotto. Every week he'd go to the old rundown news agency around the corner and buy his lotto ticket. Well, you'll never believe it. One day he won, so he gambled even more. Then he won lotto again. It was extraordinary. His neighbour had been observing this the whole time and had become very good friends with old Wang. Now, the game had been stepped up even more, and Wang was spending $3,000 a day on lotto games. He was a VIP at this old rundown news agency. They made their money from gamblers like Wang, taking commission from sales. In came Wang. He'd spend his $3,000. He said he wanted to see if he could win a third time. Eventually, he ran out of money. Blew the lot. So his kind neighbour took him to the bank and arranged a reverse mortgage, which meant Wang could start gambling away the value of his home. He took $300,000 from the bank against his mortgage and began gambling again. This kind neighbour also took old Wang to the solicitors and had Wang adjust his will so that the neighbour would be the sole beneficiary of his home. Then the day came when old Wang died, and so the house went up for executor's auction. There it was, that famous old weird-looking house up for sale, with the second floor so high that you could park a double-decker bus under it. The daughter found out he had changed his will and was devastated. The kind neighbour rubbed his hands together with glee. 100 people turned up at the auction and it went off, sold for $1.335 million in 2017 because of the views. It was so high, the top floor could see over the other houses out to the bay. The daughter went to a lawyer and salvaged most of her share of his will. They got 84.5% and the neighbour got 14.5%. So, from the sale of the house, the bank took their cut, the lawyers took their cut, the neighbour got his portion, and the daughter was left with about $850,000. It was still a lot, and they were able to establish themselves. So, the point of the story, I've got no idea. It was just an amazing story of cunning, foolishness, sadness, and redemption. In the Bible, it encourages us many times not to be fools, but to be wise. I remember one verse in particular, more important than the others, which read, "A fool says in his heart, there is no God." I'm Aaron Wright.